This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A day to give thanks.
It's a special holiday.
Reaching out after mass shootings.
We will come together and lend a helping hand.
Just getting by in Ukraine.
Russian forces obliterated Ukraine's power grid.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. Who doesn't love a parade, especially New York's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which starts in about an hour under sunny skies and temperatures in the 40s? Correspondent Elise Preston is along the parade route.
All dressed and ready to take flight. Dino and Baby Dino are just some of the familiar faces set to glide over the streets of New York City.
Everybody has grown up with the Thanksgiving Parade, right? It's actually part of Thanksgiving.
About 3 million people will be on the sidelines watching 8,000 performers officially usher in the holiday season.
We are here to see the balloons for the very first time.
For many, the fun started yesterday as crowds gathered all day to watch the balloons inflate.
We didn't realize how big they are.
This year, there will be 16 massive character balloons, 28 floats, a dozen marching bands, 700 clowns, and of course, Santa Claus.
In Chesapeake, Virginia, investigators are still trying to find out why a Walmart night manager gunned down 10 co-workers, killing six of them. CBS's Jeff Pagaz is there.
This pain you can't even describe.
It's pain that is all too familiar for families left grieving from America's latest mass shooting. Sonia is the aunt of Tynika Johnson.
How do you know you go out to go to work and you're not coming home?
22-year-old Johnson was one of the six Walmart employees killed Tuesday night. Investigators say the shooter was 31-year-old Andre Bing, who worked as a night team manager, had been employed by the retailer since he was a teenager. The shooter was armed with a handgun, injuring at least six others before turning the gun on himself.
In Colorado Springs, the usual Thanksgiving dinner at Club Q is off because of the mass shooting that killed five people and injured 25 there. Instead, a local church has stepped up to host as many as 200 LGBTQ people who are alone or estranged from their families. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger has an update on survivors.
Shooting victims are slowly recovering. Barrett Hudson was shot seven times on his first night out in his new home city.
Saturday night, I thought I was dead. Sunday, I thought I would never walk again. Tuesday, I'm walking.
While survivors are grateful to be alive, they are changed.
I will be uncomfortable going anywhere for a long time.
Others resolve to return to Club Q when and if it reopens. Rick Salinger, CBS News, Colorado Springs.
Russia has launched another large-scale attack on Ukraine's infrastructure, this time knocking out the power grid and cutting electricity for millions of people. CBS's Chris Livesey is in Kyiv.
Russia appears determined to bomb Ukraine into the Dark Ages, knocking out power in streets, homes, even hospitals. Surgeons at the Kyiv Heart Institute operate with flashlights and without running water. Victoria and her mother, Tatiana, have come home to what's left.
You've lost everything. What are you going to do?
It's so, so hard, she cries. Please help us. Why are kindergartens, schools, and residential buildings attacked? This is not strategic infrastructure. Like millions of Ukrainians, she's now left in the dark, freezing cold, as the country's last three fully functional nuclear power plants had to be disconnected from the grid. The situation is critical, says the director of Ukraine's biggest energy provider.
People are suffering, but I think that the spirit is very strong.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The former vice president could be next on the wish list for the Justice Department's investigation into the Capitol insurrection. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
CBS News has learned that there has been outreach by the Justice Department seeking to question the former Vice President Mike Pence, and that his team is currently reviewing that request. Federal investigators who are looking into what former President Trump did to remain in power want to talk to Pence because he knows what Trump was saying privately in the days leading up to and after January 6th.
Alaska's congressional race is finally settled, with Democratic Representative Mary Peltola defeating former governor and Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin by a 55-45 margin. Peltola won a special election earlier this year after the death of Republican Don Young. In Chicago, two people have been killed after stealing a car and crashing into several other vehicles and injuring 16 people. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
A black Dodge Charger traveling on the wrong way, northbound in the southbound lane at a very high rate of speed, struck seven cars. The Dodge Charger immediately caught fire upon impact.
This is a busy day for the country's soup kitchens and food pantries, many of them still recovering from the increased demand during the pandemic. Tough economic times. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Many families are struggling to put food on the table like never before.
They do five or six food orders a day. The pandemic had dropped down, and all of a sudden it surged back up. And so we have days we do 15, 20 food orders.
The Reverend Jim Lang is co-director of the Shepherd's Corner Food Pantry in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
Jesus said, you know, if you do it unto others, you do it unto me. And so we help the needy as best we can.
Shepherd's Corner has been helping to feed people in West Virginia for decades.
A World News Roundup Thanksgiving tradition returns this morning after time off because of the pandemic. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is here with some, shall we say, unique ideas from kids for the Thanksgiving bird.
What's that sound I hear?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
The kiddies in Miss Reynolds' kindergarten class know where to find the turkey for the Thanksgiving meal.
The tall grass.
Once back home, preparation begins.
We're getting cut it just the meat, not the bones.
Out of the oven and the finishing touches.
Lemon, pineapple. I like chocolate turkey.
Now it's time to enjoy the bird. Your favorite part?
The middle. Skin. All of the face parts.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News. Prescott, Arizona.
You couldn't make it up even if you tried. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
An experiment with artificial intelligence could help us avoid traffic trouble in the future. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Researchers in Tennessee say they've successfully used artificial intelligence in a group of wirelessly connected cars to help ease rush hour traffic on I-24. 100 test cars sent traffic information back and forth, and their adaptive cruise control was modified to react to the overall flow of traffic using AI. The aim was to reduce phantom traffic jams, the start and stop congestion on crowded roads that has no obvious cause. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The NFL's Thanksgiving Day triple header starts with the Buffalo Bills in Detroit. Dallas hosts the New York Giants. The Patriots are at Minnesota tonight. All three telecasts will include salutes to John Madden, whose voice was synonymous with Thanksgiving Day football. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, November 24th. I'm Peter King. Happy Thanksgiving from CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.